Hello, beautiful Emerald, and welcome to the Mum to Millionaire podcast. Woo! But let's do that again. Hi, and welcome to the Mum to Millionaire podcast. Woo! Today is a very special episode. We're doing like a live podcast, and I've been really silly because I've got this podcast that I never even mentioned that I do meetups on the podcast. So So if you listen to this podcast and you're in the London area, I actually do meetups in East London. It's supported by the BEC, the Barking Enterprise Centre. That's where we are today. It's the morning. No one's here yet except two people, my stalker and a lover. And you've actually been on the podcast before. Please welcome to the show.
Hyacinth Myers. That is so cheesy, Vina.
Why is that cheesy? Hyacinth, you've been on the show before. And then I was like, do you know what? I need to get you at one of my meetups because you've got such an inspirational story. And what I love about you is that you never moan. Like, you've been through so much and you just have this vibe and you keep on going.
Thank you. Well, I don't know what to say about that. It's just, I think we just take life as it comes. Yeah. And as you get older, I'm mid-40s now. I can't afford to waste any more of it. Looking at the past and everything else. So, yeah, I found my way about just moving forward and just getting on with life.
Oh, so don't you just love her? So Hyacinth's talking today. Also, Karen, who's the CEO of BEC, is talking as well. And let me introduce you to my lovely friend called
Nazma Khatun.
And Nazma, what do you do?
I am a mindset expert and I help people build their inner peace.
And Nazma's going to be on the podcast really soon. I keep inviting her on and then she just ignores me. what one bit, let's start this positively. What one bit of advice would you give to someone right now? Actually, because even coming to a networking event and a meetup, it's actually quite scary for some people. So what would you even say in terms of people working on their own mind of just getting out their comfort zone and coming to events like this?
Just be yourself and have an open mind to meet different people from different background and learn, have an open mind to learn from different people and be free from judgment. So try not to make judgment as well. I think that's the most important thing. We all do it. Even the best person with the best mindset, I do it sometimes. But just acknowledging it and just respecting people for who they are and then learning from them.
Mumtomillionaire.com. Excel in business and life. Be a go getter.
Well, this is a bit silly. I forgot to... I shouldn't say that my own podcast, should I? Actually, no, stuff it. This is my podcast, so I will say it. I forgot to get sound clips, so it's like the end of the event now, and I haven't got anyone on there. There's still quite a lot of people here. So, this is your first time, Ivona, to the Mum to Millionaire... to the Mum to Millionaire meetup. Why did you decide to come today, and how have you found it?
I found it amazing. The reason why I came to support Hyacinth. And this is the third time I met Hyacinth. And this is the power. When you network, you get to know people. So I knew her before and thought, yeah, I would like to come and support her. But what really did it for me, I looked at the YouTube video and I saw how people were really enjoying themselves. And that's, yeah, I want to be a part of that. That looks like fun. And that's what nailed it, really. And
can I just interject there? So this is the power, everyone, of video. If you would like to take a training course, go to mumtomillionaire.com/training.
that's a good plug there, isn't it? So smooth. Seamless. Yeah. Seamless. We could have planned it. Yes, it's the video, the visual. I think it's like the visual impact.
And what would you say? Because I think a lot of people see networking events like the Mum to Millionaire one or just wherever they are in the world. And they don't go because they're scared. And I completely understand that. Because if you're going by yourself to an event, it is a bit scary. You're like, what's it going to be like? I don't know anyone. You don't want to be that person in the corner with no one to speak to. But what would be your advice to them if they are feeling that right now?
You have to make sure you switch off that inner voice that keeps telling you that it's going to be frightening. You're not going to feel welcome. Just go with the intention that you're going to meet some lovely people. So it's just kind of reframing your thinking. And if you look at the video, you'll see that the people there are lovely people, and I was greeted warmly. I'm the sort of person that likes networking anyway.
Yeah.
So it's kind of easy.
She sat there with a big smile on her face right now.
I love chatting, and especially if they're doing things that are totally different from me. That means I've got more to talk to them about. So we'll just go with an open mind and just enjoy yourself and just stop that chitter-chatter that's telling you that it's going to be difficult and scary.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast, and thank you for coming to the meetup. Well, we're going to go around the room. This is recording this live. We've got two other ladies here. Oh, who's this? This is Maz. You can hear her laugh already. Maz has been to so many of the Mum to Millionaire events, so I really appreciate that. Why do you keep coming back, Maz?
I just can't get enough of it, Vina. No, I come because I leave feeling inspired. Like I said before, in previous events, I feel inspired and motivated. And it's just a good atmosphere full of motivated mums. And of course,
like yourself.
Like myself, Vina. Well, actually, Vina, you remember, I always mention Vina when I come to the meetup, because Vina actually was one who encouraged me to do the YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I inspired you. You gave me that last push to go and start my channel.
Oh. And, was that through watching the YouTube videos?
Ah. Good videos about YouTube. I was like binging.
This is turning into a great plug for me, this podcast.
I was binging on your videos for ages, Vina, and they really helped me to motivate me to get started. So now I'm doing it now.
And I think the message there is, I think sometimes we all of us sometimes don't want to put ourselves out there on YouTube. But if I didn't do that, then that wouldn't have encouraged you. So Maz, I know Maz, you have started your channel now, but it's the same thing for anyone listening to this. Like, they might have such a unique talent, and if you're not sharing it, like, you're being selfish, because you're not inspiring and encouraging other people, isn't it?
It's true. Yeah, the first video was terrifying, I can't lie, it was terrifying, but
this is the thing, you did it. The first video, my first video was rubbish. But everyone has to start somewhere. Even if you go back on YouTube and watch people that have been, who've got millions of subscribers now, their first like 10, 20, 30, 40 videos are not good. But they kept going. Yeah. And the whole point is consistency, I think.
It is.
But I think as mums, like even me right now recording this podcast, I find it so difficult to be consistent.
It is
difficult.
It is. You just got to kind of try and plan it in somehow. Like now I've tried to batch record and just release a video once a week, and it's been going okay so far. But the only problem is if things go wrong with your phone. Like, you know, my phone wasn't working. I couldn't.
No excuses, Maz.
No excuses. My phone wasn't working, but I got it sorted.
Exactly.
And I went back on there and started filming again.
And we've got Phoebe here. Phoebe, I literally went live on Instagram. Follow us if you're not doing already, Mum to Millionaire. I did a live video just saying, oh, I'm at the meetup waiting for people to come. Phoebe, you saw it in the morning, and then you just came.
You're joking. Yeah, I have to come. I've been wanting to come again for like a while, so... Definitely. I love coming to. Yeah, we met at the first one, didn't we? Yeah, so.
And how have you found it today?
Today, I think, you know, actually, I've actually got more confidence coming in. I think maybe because I attended one before, so now...
I can really see that confidence, because when I first met you, you were, like, quite shy and timid, but I think the whole point of that is the more you do something, like, you took that step and was like, do you know what, I'm just going to... Because you came by yourself as well, didn't you? You didn't know anyone, but you came. And are you happy you came, Phoebe?
Of course, definitely. I'm meeting people now, I'm talking, I feel more confident in talking to people, and usually when I go to networking events, I'm quite, you saw me the first time, I'm quite, I don't know how to speak to people, but now it's bringing something out of me as well, and coming to this event as well, I'm meeting people, you know, who I can relate to as well, and not go to events that are with people who I don't have much in common with, and I can speak to people, get bounced ideas back off other people as well, which is really good.
Well, I'll leave you ladies talking. I think you're doing some exercise and I interrupted you. I don't know what these people are doing. I'm going to quickly catch Lisa before she goes. If you do want to come to the meetup, just go to mumtomillionaire.com/meetup for the next one. So Lisa has been a previous speaker and she came today. Hi Lisa.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
Well, firstly, thank you for speaking at the last meetup.
Very well.
You've also already been on the podcast as well, so lots of things for people to catch up on. And how did you find our brilliant speaker's story today?
Do you know what? I've actually been really inspired. And truthfully, I've actually been quite unwell, and it was a touch and go whether I was going to come today. And I really thought, oh, I don't know if I feel like it. And I'm so glad that I did, because Hyacinth was amazing, very inspiring. We just had a really good conversation based on things that she was talking about. And with Karen as well, I will be coming to see Karen. So, yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you for coming, Lisa. This is the power of coming to networking events. You know how I feel about you, Hyacinth. Such a lovely soul, aren't you? How did you find speaking today? Because I think you're a tiny bit... Do you know what? We all get nervous. I get nervous every time I do this meetup and I start, like, sweating loads as well. How did you find today?
I actually really enjoyed it. I was nervous, though, I must say, because it's still quite new, kind of, like, doing the talks. And because it is about my personal life and not about, kind of, like, my business life, that's what's... I am quite open and honest, and I do lay everything out. And I still actually worry about whether my audience is going to get too upset.
Yeah.
So actually how I even say some of the things, because I don't want to like become really emotional and then I just see my audience crying like what happened before in March. But I really found it, yeah, really good to speak. And it's also good for me to share the story as well.
You have been through so much, and I understand even sometimes I can't talk about certain things because I'll be like, oh my god, I'm just gonna end up crying. So it is hard for you as a speaker to do that, but I think it's really brave to share your personal story, because so many people have been, unfortunately, been through what you've been through as well. So I think for someone to talk how you do is a massive testament. So thank you for coming and being my speaker today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Right, let's go over here. That's cats. Lots of people have gone already, but let me quickly get these ladies. We're recording the podcast.
Oh, yes.
Hi, so we've got Faye.
Hi,
Faye's actually one of my mentees.
Yes, I am.
I mentor you in YouTube. But why did you come today, Faye, and how have you found it?
Oh, it's been amazing. I came today to network with other people and to be inspired, because what I find about your networks is that you meet like-minded people. Mm. You also meet inspirational people. So those that I've sort of gone through different things, they've gone ahead, and it's almost like they're paving the way for me.
Yeah.
So when I come, I feel like hopeful. I feel like, oh my god, if they can do it, I can do it. And if they've gone through this, well then, you know, I can go through this. So that's one of the reasons why I come. And of course, to support Vina, because I think she's brilliant.
Aww.
I love her podcast. I actually listen to her podcast at least once a week.
Oh, so, yes, that's when we upload once a week on this show.
And then I tend to play back my favourite ones, you know, because then I glean something new. So, you know, so like, let's say I'm just tidying up the house, I'll just listen to it, and then I'll just...
That's a very good idea.
Yeah, that's what I do, and it just inspires me, and it just keeps me going. So I really love your podcast, and I remember you said, there was a little bit there that said about, you know, please contribute, show support. So guys, I would say, please support her the best way you can. If it's monetary, then do so. If it's just to let her know that... you know, it's being listened to, or share it, please do so, because I'm going to be doing that a lot more, because I know I'm guilty of not doing enough of that.
I think, to be honest, I think it is difficult with podcasts, because you kind of listen and then that's it. You kind of just get on with your life, but
that's
it
why
does make
important
such
to
a
keep
difference.
Playing it back, just like any other motivational speaker or motivational... what do you call it? When you go to YouTube and you listen
and
to...
And you keep listening to it.
Yeah, so you need to listen to it ever again. And that's what I do. I listen to your podcast, because there's ladies there that are inspirational, and you can just learn something.
Yeah.
There's a lesson to be learned from each and every one of them.
Exactly.
So
you could listen... I will say this. You could listen to something for an hour and you could take one sentence that could really make a difference.
That's right.
So
that's why I do it. I
and
think
Faye, before you go, I just need to say you are amazing as well.
Aww.
You've got four children. She homeschools them. You're a single mum.
Yes.
So you are doing so well. Aww. And you're an inspiration to other people as well. Because I don't know how, and I say this many times, like I struggle with one, and you have multiplied by. This is one of her children here.
Hello. Say hi.
Say hi to everyone on the podcast.
Hey.
Hi. And we've got your big sister here, and you are amazing as well, like your mummy, because what are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be a motivational speaker.
Motivation. She said that with a sweet in her mouth, and her mum's like, take that sweet out of your mouth. You're going to be a motivational speaker, and you're currently trying to find events, aren't you, to speak at?
Yes, my name is Amazing Angel. I'm 9 years old, and I'm a motivational speaker. And I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
I love children, they're so good at self-promotion. It's like, yeah, check me out. But on a serious note, maybe if I ever have a Mum to Million event in the summer and children can come, you could come and speak, couldn't you? Yeah. Shall we maybe try and do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I would love to speak to all the children out there.
Yes.
Telling you to chase your dreams, dream big, and follow your dreams.
Oh, she's so cute. That's so gorgeous.
She scares me as well, because she's just, she inspires me. So I sometimes like, I can't believe I raised that little girl. So it's really, really important to...
Believe it. You raised her.
So yes, just like Vina said, it's about believing, you know. You need to believe in yourself and believe that, you know, you have something to offer the world.
Yeah.
So that's what your networking makes me believe that. When I'm with Vina and we do our mentoring, you know, that's what I really get from her, that, you know, you have something to offer. So guys, if you want some mentoring, please get in touch with Vina, because she's great at it. She's wonderful.
That's so sweet of you. There's a little love fest going on here. I'm going to interrupt them. Hello? They're ignoring me. I'm stood right by you with my podcast. Someone is ignoring me. They're like, don't talk to me.
Hey, I saw Vina on Facebook or YouTube and I thought, wow, that looks so amazing, because everyone seems so friendly. And I just thought, I have to come. So I came here today and I wasn't disappointed.
I'm glad to hear that.
It was really, really nice. So some of you might be thinking, oh my gosh, meeting other people, I'm a bit scared. But it was really, really nice. It was a very positive experience. Vina, as you see her on YouTube, is just that way. She's so lovely. She's friendly. She's warm. She's loving. And she's fun. It was really, really good today. I felt the love. And I will definitely be back. And just want to say thank you so much for having me. And it's just keep being amazing. You are such a beautiful person. Honestly, you really are.
You're going to make me cry.
No,
why is people saying nice things? Go away. No, I'm joking. I shouldn't say go away, everyone.
No, honestly, you are such a beautiful person. And I think more people need to be here. If there's any women out there and you're sort of like thinking, oh my gosh, I'm really scared to network, I've got children, there have been children here, and it was really, really nice, because it just sort of like makes the atmosphere more free. So if you've got children, please come.
And also, even if you're not a mum, I have a lot of people that come here who aren't mums, and I think it's just being around other positive women. So I always want, even though this is called Mum to Millionaire, like, you don't have to be a mum to come here, you can be a woman, and you can of course bring your children, because it gives it that other dimension of children running around and you know, causing havoc. But thank you so much for coming. And you, what do you do before you go?
Okay, so I create amazing parties and workshops for children and young people. So we teach them how to make soaps, we teach them how to make bath bombs, we do fashion parties where they customize a designer unique t-shirt with rhinestones, we do lip balms and much, much more.
Thank you so much for coming. You are so beautiful yourself. So thank you for coming. There we go. That is the Mum to Millionaire meetup. We still got... Oh, no, there's a child crying here. Oh, no. But thank you so much for listening to this. If you want to come to the next meetup, I will talk to you when I get home.
MumToMillionaire.com. Excel in business and life. Be a go-getter.
So I am back home now. I've got about half an hour before I need to go and pick my son up from after school club today. Oh my God, I am so happy. I think this is the most genuine group of people that has come to one of my meetups. The vibe is just getting even more positive, even more happy. And one of my friends actually said this to me, and you heard her in the podcast, actually, Nazma. She was saying that it's also because that I'm changing since I started these meetups. It was, oh my God, exactly 1 year ago I started them. Yeah, even me as a person, I've become more confident. I believe in myself more. I've become even more positive. And it's so true that what you put out is what you get back. You attract what you put out. So if you are positive, if you are happy, you are going to attract those people into your lives. Yes, of course, there's still going to be people that come into your life and you're just like, what the hell? How do I deal with you? You're so negative. You've got a negative spin on everything. But see that as a test. So even now when, you know, even now there are certain people in my life that will say really silly things, trying to drag everyone down around them. But I actually kind of laugh at it and see it as a bit of a game and see it as a test. They are there in my life to test me to see if I am going to get dragged down. But no, I will not. I stay positive and I always see the best in people, the best in situations. And I really want you to start working on your mindset because trust me, when you're in a negative place, and let me give you an example here. So when I was in an abusive relationship and I had my son after that as well, and I just thought literally my life was over. The only thing I was seeing was the bad and negative. So I was thinking, why is this happening to me? Why are people treating me like this? Why am I making no money? Why does, you know, the father of my son not come and pick his son up on time? Or sometimes he never used to even show up. Why do I have to deal with that? But can you see? I was only focusing on the negative. I wasn't thinking, do you know what? I've got a son. He's happy and healthy. This, you know, thing, I'll call him a thing. No, that's rude. I shouldn't say that. The father of my child in my life, he's there to test me. So I need to work harder on myself, okay? On myself to change the situation. You can never change someone. And I always say this to people. You can't control what happens to you, but you can control how you react to it. So if someone is being negative towards you and just really bad and you're thinking, why is this happening? You need to flip it around and see it. And you keep on saying this, see it as a test. Work on yourself. Look at why you've reacted angrily to them, okay? Because I'm telling you this now, people that are negative, they hate it when people are overly happy and positive because they don't know how to cope with it and they will just move on, yeah? They will just move on. So please start working on yourself if you're not doing so already. And a big, massive thank you to every single person that came to the meetup. I appreciate you. I can't wait to have even more meetups in 2018. And if you want to come, if you're in the London area and you want to come to one of these meetups, I hold them in East London. And for the foreseeable future, they're going to be held in this amazing place called the Barking Enterprise Centre that have been so supportive to me. So a massive thank you to Karen and Donna for all of your help and for hosting my Mum to Millionaire meetups. Please come along. I would love to meet you. Don't be scared. You heard so many people in the podcast. I've also just put up a YouTube video. So if you want to actually see what happened behind the scenes, and if you want to see that video, just go over to the blog mumtomillionaire.com/episode70, okay? And book your ticket. The next one is going to be at the end of January. Come along. Like I said, I would absolutely love to meet you and give you a big old hug. And there's some amazing, positive ladies that do attend as well. mumtomillionaire.com/episode70 to book your ticket and to watch that video of what actually happened at the meetup. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. You are amazing. And I'm not saying that lightly, okay? You have got a very special talent that the world needs to see. So please start believing in yourself, start pushing yourself and do everything at your own pace. Don't compare yourself to others and think, well, oh, they're going so fast, I need to. You don't. Go at your own pace and enjoy life and be happy. I'll see you in the next podcast. Bye.